Hi guys, it's Amber here from Intricate Transcendence, and it's episode 19, day 4 of Ramadan. I just wanted to say, right now, it's day 5. I recorded some of the stuff yesterday, but it got deleted, and I had a really awful day yesterday. I shouldn't say completely awful, but it was very hard, mentally very exhausted, just a lot of stuff going on, and I mean, it gets tough. You know, you have people around you who support you and care about you, and there's always going to be other people who don't understand and who might just brush it off or pretend like it's not there, like kind of like the elephant in the room. And it's been really difficult, especially with my family, because it's either people don't talk about it or we just kind of make jokes about it, and it's very difficult for me because I'm not eating because I can't, or I'm not eating because I want to lose weight. Like, it has nothing to do with that, and some people will understand that it's for my relationship with God, and it's for the discipline, it's for to appreciate, you know, what you have and what others go through across the world. People who can't afford food or who don't have the opportunity to have clean water. And it gets really difficult. So for those of you who don't know, women during Ramadan, when they're menstruating, they're not supposed to fast. Also people who are sick or children under the age of 7, there's a lot of different exceptions, but so for me, I had no idea, and I know that week out of this month is coming up, and it just made it even more difficult and exhausting. So I also heard that you're not supposed to pray as well, but for me, I'm not going to take that option. For me, I can't not pray. Like, I don't know how else to say it. I feel and I know that my faith is restored every single time that I pray. I pray 6 times a day instead of 5. I do the optional sunrise prayer at 5:30 in the morning. And I can't not pray for a week. So I'm going to keep doing it, you know, as long as my intentions are good and I'm talking to God and speaking to God. So I hope you guys stick with me through that as well. Yesterday, very difficult day. Iftar was amazing. It was very good. I got some more food from BK's mom, which was amazing. Bought some nachos, which was great. I was craving a lot of salty food and chocolate, so I got a Kit Kat bar too. And we took some cookies to see our friends and gave some of those cookies to them, which was amazing. It was lots of fun, and wrapped up the day at Nara, which was great. So I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast and you're here with me through everything that's going on, and I'll let you know how my day 5 goes. See you guys. Hi guys, I forgot to add one thing about yesterday that I forgot. I showed a couple of my friends that I had gotten my third eye bracelet with the hand on it, and the charms are like hanging off of my bracelet, and for some reason the one that I had picked out was not made right. Like, the string had gone through a ring on the charm that made it so it didn't dangle the way that the other ones did. And I asked a bunch of my friends, I was like, you know, should I take it back? I really like it. Maybe I should just keep it. And they're like, Amber, like, you would have to cut the string, take all the charms off, and re-put it back on for it to be fixed. And day 1 of Ramadan, I didn't wear it. And I put it back on. I've been wearing it, and I didn't even notice, but it's fixed. Like, I don't know how it happened. I don't know how it fixed itself. But I showed my friends, and they were just, like, in disbelief that it that all of a sudden all the charms are like perfect and they're working. So God bless. I can't believe that my bracelet's fixed now, which is great. It's beautiful and I love it. So I just thought that was weird, and I should note that about yesterday that happened as well. Anyways, I hope you guys have a good day, and I will talk to you guys later.